With this check of area news on KJAN, I'm Rick Hansen. The trial for an Anita woman facing felony charges of first-degree murder and child endangerment with bodily injury resulting in death will be retried January 31, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. The location for that trial had not yet been announced as of the latest court information available. A previous jury in Cass County deadlocked in their verdict on November 4th, resulting in Judge Amy Zacharias declaring a mistrial. Allison Dorsey is accused of causing the death of 11-week-old Luca Hodges, who was in her care October 7, 2019, at a home in Messina. The child was showing signs of unresponsiveness and labored breathing before he went limp. Despite multiple attempts to keep him alive via CPR, the child died at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Luca's death was initially declared to be the result of shaken baby syndrome, but the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office report on the cause of death was inconclusive. Cass County Attorney Vanessa Strozdas made a motion Tuesday for a change of venue, but again, there has been no word on if that request will be granted. Dorsey's previous defense attorney, Deshaun Birdsell, will not serve in that role during the trial in January. Instead, Dorsey will be represented by Joseph Reedy, a state public defense attorney from Council Bluffs. The state or prosecution will once again be represented by Assistant Iowa Attorney General Monty Platts and Cass County Attorney Vanessa Strozdas. A public hearing was held during Wednesday evening city council meeting here in Atlantic. The hearing was with regard to the sale of city-owned property at 901 Birch Street, a dilapidated home with a large retaining wall, broken windows, bad roof, and other issues. There were no comments received from the public in writing or otherwise, and prior to taking a roll call vote on passing a resolution approving the sale to Charles C.J. Adams for $5,350, the council discussed and all agreed that, as Councilman Pat McCurdy said, it's a good deal.
Let's get that.
Yes. Yeah, before that retaining wall falls clear down.
Right. Okay. I drove by it last night. I thought it had some good looking character on the outside, yeah, so it has some good possibilities.
Oh, it does.
I think it looks.
Well, that home,
could be fabulous.
I can remember years ago, the Kine family lived in that house. It was a nice place.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Nice. A nice,
yeah,
home.
Yeah. I was in there. Woodworks. Pretty decent, per se. No. Yeah. And I'm excited.
Adams has said he intends to flip the property, rehabbing the home to make it saleable and profitable. In other business, Angie Strotman, a Fox Engineering Director of Marketing in Ames, presented Councilman Jim Behrens with a check for $500. Strotman explained the check is the result of a meeting of the Iowa League of Cities last September in Coralville.
Every year, we do a drawing for a $500 donation to a city, and the drawing is simply name in the hat, and at lunch we head on up and we draw a name, and Jim was the lucky winner.
Strotman also said she coincidentally met Behrens before his name was even drawn.
This was my first opportunity to attend this conference due to COVID. My two-year anniversary at Fox is on Friday. I walked into the conference to the newcomers reception, and the very first person I met was Jim.
She made it clear, though, that she was not the person who drew his name for the prize. Fox Engineering, by the way, were the designers of the city's wastewater treatment plant. The Atlantic City Council then heard a presentation from Christine Stokes, Community Development Specialist of the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, and that was with regard to a Community Development Block Grant CV COVID opportunity for the city's food pantry to help them pay for food in 2022. Funds for the grant come from the CARES Act for COVID relief, of which Iowa received $31.3 million to implement the CDBG grants, which are processed through the Iowa Economic Development Authority.
This particular COVID grant actually has seven different categories, and one of those categories is actually for food banks and food program assistance, where applicants are eligible to apply for up to $100,000. Regardless of the category, however, all applicants have to either be a city or a county. And that's even, like for instance, in addition to the food banks, there's also a micro enterprise category that's for small businesses to apply. Regardless of the category and regardless of the project, it has to be a city or county as the applicant.
The City of Atlantic would simply act as a flow-through agency for any funds that might come down from the grant if it is approved. The food bank and food pantry cannot apply for the funding on its own. The Atlantic Food Pantry, Stokes said, has been serving the community for nearly 40 years, and it has around 30 volunteers. She said also there's been no let-up in demand for food, especially since the beginning of the pandemic. The food pantry distributes food every Thursday. SWPCO would serve as the applicant on behalf of the food pantry, which makes the pantry a subrecipient recipient of grant funding. Already, Stokes said 39 letters have been received in support of the application. The council agreed in principle to support the grant application, but since it wasn't on their agenda for official approval Wednesday, they couldn't act on it. Instead, the food pantry will come up on the council's agenda next month to conduct a public hearing for the application and for the grant application to be processed by SWPCO. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.